Coach, update on Dwight Lowry's status?
Dwight, as I said last night, he had an injury to his head, and he is in the concussion protocol, just like Pat Anger. So he'll start that that process. We don't think it's very serious, but that's where he is right now.
Is there a little extra concern just because he's had he just had one last year coming off of that? Three in his NFL career now.
You're concerned on the first one, I think, just as much as the the second or third. Dwight is a guy that's played a long time in this league, and I think he knows his body pretty well, and of course he'll go through the league mandated protocol before he goes back out on the field. So
I feel like you need to add another body at safety.
We have some guys on our roster right now that we can cross train. So in terms of some of the corners, we'll work at the safety position. When we start getting to our 53-man roster, we've got to do that anyway, so we'll work some of the corners inside. And we would never discount, making a roster move if there's someone that we feel can help us.
Who's that? Who's got that capability? I'm sorry.
In the cross training?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you saw today that Robert McClain played some in there and Ricardo Allen played some in there in today's practice. So we're going to start cross training some of these guys actually earlier than we normally do. But when you put your 46-man roster, you've got to have contingency plans of who can go inside. And same thing, some of those safeties are going to have to line up and play some corner for us in case we get down in that position as well.
Coach, just your overall assessment of today's practice?
Today's practice, it was a non-padded practice. The guys worked hard last night. We didn't get finished and didn't get back over here to the facility till after 11 o'clock. I thought they came back, had a nice walk through this morning. I thought it was a spirited practice. Again, the effort's been outstanding. We've been putting a lot of work into our installation, and we've got to get that refined. We're continuing to have mental errors and mistakes, but that should be reduced as we go through this second time of our installation.
Coach, Mike, you looked at
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Steven Jackson, now Jaquiz has gotten more snaps than Devontae and Anton Smith. Can you just address the three of those guys, and particularly looking at Devontae and his pass blocking, his protection skills, and the things you're looking for from him?
Well, I think Devontae's on a fast track, like a lot of our rookies, to be a contributor on our team. He's understanding our pass protection, at least what our defense is presenting. It's going to be fun to watch him against the Titans on Monday go against a little different defense. They'll present some different rushes and some different blitzes, but he's on a fast track to help us. We know what he can do with the ball in his hands. In this league, you've got to be able to protect the quarterback, and the running backs are an integral part of that. So Antone, we've seen Antone last year with his limited touches. He was very productive. So we feel like we need to get him more touches. So it gives us an opportunity to give him the ball as well.